All right, we're recording right now. So?
Okay. What was the homework?
We're going to start recording right now.
Wait, can we do the testing?
What surah was the homework?
The Surah Al-Hashr, ayah 22 and 23.
And
هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الحشر which is 22 yeah what's the surah numbers
59
yes
And you already tested me on it, and I got a 10.
No, I'm testing you again.
No, you told me last week that you didn't test me
on this. If she's tested, if she made 10, then you give her automatic 10 this week. Another 10. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Another 10. So, all right. So today, you know what is so famous about these ayat? Why are these ayat so famous? Because they have the most names of Allah. They have what?
The most.
Which ayat?
The ayat that we're memorizing right now. Those three ayat. 22, 23, and 24. The most is 23. So ayat 22, 23, and 24 has lots of names to Allah, of Allah. Among them, the most one is 23. There's just no other ayah in the Quran has more names of Allah than 23.
Wasn't there like 27
in all three of those ayahs? Yes, but the most of them is 23, and the three combined, they have like, what? What did you say again? 27?
No, I think it's plus more, something like that. No.
See?
I know
it was in the 20s. Yes. Allah, la ilaha illa hu. Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. Are you writing these names? As-salam. As-salam. So basically when you're memorizing this, you're memorizing the names of Allah. I want you here. Yeah. Come in. Here.
We were talking.
Please.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. As-salam. Al-mu'min. Al-muhaymin. Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Malik al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Mutakabbir, عالم الغيب والشهادة الرحمن And Rahim. Okay. We don't want to talk in girls.
Oh my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
Ar-Rahman.
11,
Ar-Rahim.
13.
And then Al-Khaliq.
14.
Al-Bari'.
15.
Al-Musawwir.
16.
Al-Aziz.
17.
Al-Hakim.
18.
Al-Aziz is duplicated, right? هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله خالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. So we just because the Aziz is repeated. So الحكيم. So how many ayat names of Allah? Can you pull them outside for testing? Okay. So how many names we have? How many names? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sara, take them outside and test them outside. Okay. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Okay? So how many total? How many total?
18.
17 names.
But what's the last one? Ivy.
Oh, no, that's 17. Yeah, this is Arabic. English is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You got it? So how many names of Allah? 17 names. And that's why it's very, very important ayat to memorize. Because you're automatically memorizing 17 names of Allah. It's a very nice block or a chunk. 3 ayat. And we're doing, alhamdulillah, very well memorizing them. And then we are going to and explaining the names. We explained Allah, we explained La ilaha illahu, we explained Al Malik, Al Quddus, Al Salam, Al Mu'min, Al Muhaymin, Al Aziz, not yet, Al Jabbar, not yet, Al Mutakabbir, not yet, Alim Al Ghaybi wa Shahada, we did that, Al Rahman, we did it, Al Rahim. So let me mark the ones we did.
I have another marker
for here, I have one here. So, we did this one, we did this, we did this, we did this, we did this, we did Al-Mu'min, we did Al-Muhaymin, we did Al-Aziz, no, not yet, Al-Jabbar, not yet, Mutakabbir, not yet, we did Alim Al-Ghaybi wa Shahada, Mutakabbir, no. We did Ar-Rahman, we did Ar-Rahim. Okay.
Aziz al-Jabbar al-Mutakabbir.
We didn't do neither al-Jabbar nor al-Mutakabbir. So, we still have to go. We still have to go al-Aziz al-Jabbar. Today we will do al-Aziz and al-Jabbar. Okay? So today we will have al-Aziz first. يرحمكم الله العزيز. The word عزة. The word عزة. What is the meaning of the word عزة? عزة means I have so much power that nobody can mess with me. Eh? I have so much power that no one can disobey me or I have so much power that no one can disobey me, or disobey me, insult me, or make me angry without my permission. It's important that you understand that without my permission. Because people do disobey Allah, people do make Allah angry, and people do insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you give me an example of someone insulting Allah? Huh?
Like,
Allah is taking a nap. Yeah, Allah is too busy. You know, that's an insult. Huh?
Allah had
that's right. Allah is not the biggest. Things like that. So Al-Aziz is the most powerful. The most powerful. Powerful was one L, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that is the most powerful. There's always a question. Everybody looks for Izzah. Everyone on the face of the earth is looking for Izzah. Do you want to have Izzah?
Yes.
Yes, Izzah. Izzah.
But that's not what it means.
Huh?
What's Izzah mean?
Izzah means I have so much power that no one can disobey me, insult me, or make me angry without my permission.
So power?
Yes, the power. The most powerful, it is Izzah is the power. Very powerful. I mean, I am the most powerful around here.
Only with an I get your breath over here, please.
Yeah, so if I may joke with you, and I say, okay, who is the guy who has the most powerful, has the most power in this classroom?
Samiha.
Who?
Samiha.
Nah. It's Moa. It's me. Now, who is next to me?
Samiha.
The TA, Sarah. And that's why everybody here wants to be a TA, to be next, to have the second most power in the classroom. And then, the smartest child, one by one, smartest student. And then the second smartest. Then the third smartest. And the fourth smartest. So, this way, you know, you can see who is the meaning of the power. Because I'm the powerful, I get to say, you do this, you sit here, you stand there, you get out. You didn't do the homework, right? I have power over you. So, people have different power ranks. Like the power pyramid. You know? There is a pyramid for power. So, power pyramid for humans. For.
There's a Y instead of the E for pyramid.
Instead of the
instead
I?
Of the E.
Instead of the E. Pyramid for U.S. So for U.S., who's the big one here?
Yeah.
Obama. And then who's under Obama?
Biden.
Congress?
The Biden.
Government.
Biden.
Vice President.
No, we're talking about, yes. Who is the Vice
Obama
President?
Obama is
Biden.
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 The House of Representatives.
President.
Obama.
And but he can veto them.
Yeah, but even if he can veto them, if the Congress gets three-fifths votes, then they can veto his veto.
They can veto his veto?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Vice President, Obama, and then the Vice President, and then after that is the Congress?
Yeah.
and then the House of Senate, or Congress, and then Senate. Congress. And then Senate. Then what is after that? What is after that? Secretaries, right?
Yeah, secretaries, and then, I don't know, I think it's government officials.
Yeah, secretaries, I guess.
Yeah, whatever, just those.
Yes. Secretaries, so you spell secretaries, S-T-E-C.
R-A
what?
T-A-R. Secretaries.
Secretaries.
Except this, isn't the first like, A is the
There we go.
The second.
First A is
the
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Can you tell me my eraser because you have your own?
This. Yes, secretaries. Okay. And this is the power pyramid, and then, you know, government officials, or we can say ETC, like that. So, the most powerful person in the country is the president. That is the most powerful person in the country. You can understand. So we can say, Aziz America. Aziz America is Clinton. So we say Aziz America.
America
is the Arabic word.
The Arabic for America. So Aziz America Hoa Obama. Obama. Obama.
Obama.
You see the meaning of Aziz now? So, if we have two countries together, then who is the Aziz? If we have two countries together, if we're comparing two countries, who is the Aziz? Is he the president of the first country or the president of the second country? How do you know? On what basis do we say which one is the Aziz? Because we can't have more than one Aziz, most Aziz, you mean, who has more power, the president of the first country, or the president of the second country?
First country.
How do you know? What basis?
They're equal.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Who has more power? The president of the United States or the president of Pakistan? On what basis? On what basis?
Because
the United States is more powerful.
And it is bigger.
So then, if there is a Izzah competition, who wins?
Obama
wins. Right? Okay. So if you have two countries.
China's smaller, but China would win because it has a bigger economy.
If you have two countries. Yes.
Remember that note that I put for Islamic studies test the last time?
About?
The saving the essays.
The what?
Okay, I'll do it. For the record, save your essays because some of the emails don't actually reach my dad. So save your essays just in case.
No, they all reach. They all reach.
No, because like a lot of my emails I sent you, you emailed me back saying that you didn't get those. So should we send it to you and then you got it?
Yeah, that's okay. Then in this case, once you see, you know, the homework that I'm missing, just resend it to me. Now, it might just somehow goes into the junk mailbox. And I'll do check it, but... So if we have US here, and on the top is Obama.
Can we just have that over there?
And then we have, instead of, in addition to US, we have, let's say, Mexico. Who is the president of Mexico?
I have no idea.
Let's just call him Amigo.
Amigo. The president is Amigo. Amigo. Now, who is the most powerful? Aziz America. Or Aziz in Mexique. Yes? Where is that? Oh, yeah. Thank you, dear. All right. So, Aziz in Mexico or Aziz America? Which one wins, becomes the Aziz? So, between both? So, between both, Aziz America wins. Aziz.
Because it's full of white people that take over.
Russia's bigger.
It's because of moral superiority. You know, Allah will give power to the one who has moral superiority. Aziz. America. You got it? Do you understand now the concept of Aziz? So when I say Allah is the most Aziz, the most powerful, then you know. And by the way, the word Aziz is the president, means the top, the highest position is Aziz. Right? So, Allah is on the top of all pyramids. So if you have now all these kind of pyramids all together, and you know, for every pyramid they have another pyramid.
It's the pyramids of the pyramids.
Okay, that's good. Oh, this is even worse than
geometry. Okay, let me make it simple. Make it 5 pyramids on the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then on the top of that, we make 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then on the top of that, we make 3. 1, 2, 3. And then on the top of that, we'll make 2. And then on the top of that, you make Allah.
Who's the 2?
Okay, just imagine the geometry. Angels, Jibril and Mikael, maybe, I don't know. But all what I can know for sure now is that Allah is in the very top. Nobody is above Him. Every single creation has somebody above. So... So all creations, and this is the Creator. This is the Creator. Wow. every single creation on the face of the earth has a more aziz. More aziz. More aziz. Except Allah. Allah is the one who has no, absolutely nobody above. And this is why he is Al-Aziz. He's not Aziz, he is Al-Aziz. So, this one, all these we call Aziz. This one we call Al-Aziz. You got it? So, you're not allowed to call anybody Al-Aziz except
Allah.
But you can call every... Yeah, exactly. Abdul Aziz, the slave of Al Aziz, which is like Abdullah. Masha'Allah. You got it? You can call Abdul Hamid, Abdullah, Abdul Aziz, Abdul Hakim.
Does Abdul Aziz mean?
Yes, the slave of Al Aziz.
Oh.
What's the US Mexico thing?
Okay, we're saying we have two pyramids of power. And Obama resides on the top, the most powerful person in U.S. Amigo is the most powerful person in Mexico. And then we compare them with each other. Then Aziz America wins, which is Obama.
Okay.
You see here, between both of them, Obama wins. Yeah, you see? Why? Because... United States is more powerful. Okay. So nobody can mess with the United States. It's a superpower.
You can't mess with
it. Yeah.
How about China and Russia?
Well, China can.
No.
Yeah, they can.
Chinese people aren't really smart.
Yeah.
No, but the most powerful country is the United States.
They are
so far. They have the...
Russia's the biggest.
And the reason is the secret that makes the United States the most powerful country, there is this very simple secret. It's moral superiority. They are morally superior to other countries. They have more
morally?
Means have no corruption. When you have less corruption, they have the least corruption. Okay? The least corruption, the least number of liars. The least number of cheaters. You got it? So, because they have the least number of corrupt people, and because of that, it becomes the most superior. Once you have more corruption, and more liars and cheaters, and more criminals, then...
We have more criminals than anybody.
Relative. Like the ratio. Once the ratio is higher... Okay, then we lose our position. And that's why the best ones are the ones who fight what? Corruption. The best ones are the ones who fight corruption.
So first is Russia, then Canada, then China? Biggest countries?
Well, Canada? Still. The country is on the top. It's called superpower. Like?
Superpower.
Like... If these are countries, the top country is called superpower.
Yay, we're
called
superpower.
In Russia, there's this video on YouTube. In Russia, like, in a three-story building, someone throws hot water down from the third story, and the water freezes before it reaches the ground.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's how cold it is?
Yeah.
It's really cold. So if we...
No, Russia's cold. Like European countries and everything, it's really cold.
If we have different pyramids like that, and then the top one is called superpower. The superpower. The superpower. So you can also call Al-Aziz the most superpower. So you can also call that Al-Aziz the most superpower. Let's put it over here. العزيز is the most superpower. And you can also say the highest power. You can also say the most or the highest superpower. You see how what is that name is? Al-Aziz. Which means that nothing, absolutely nothing, can happen without my permission. And Allah does allow people to disobey him and make him angry.
Wait,
and insult him.
It's like related to Islam, but it's not about this topic. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, so somebody told me that, like, I don't remember, like, somebody told me a long time ago that if, like, someone kills, like, someone you love, then you can kill that person.
The government.
No,
the government.
I mean, like, you can go kill that person if they kill
No, that is not permissible.
If a dog bites you, you don't bite a dog back.
It's not about
that.
Said that
like Islam okay. Or something. It's okay to do that.
No, absolutely not. If there's a government, you're not allowed to be a vigilante. Vigilante means like you take the laws in your own hand.
Yeah.
So you judge that person and then you kill that person. This person has to go through the legal system. It has to be arrested, has to be subject to an investigation, then goes to court, and then the jury hears the evidence and the arguments. And then the jury decides, and then this person gets killed. If this person is combatant. Now, when are you allowed to take your own revenge? If you don't have a government, if there's no government, if the government is absent, you see, then you have no access to the legal system. There's no legal system. So then, in this case, you can take your own revenge.
And please don't try to memorize very fast. Well, you got his hand.
If you catch somebody memorizing during class, you can give him a zero.
Stare.
What? Oh, yeah, I have to give him my mom's email.
Huh?
I have to give him my mom's email.
Okay.
I think they have the
wrong one.
Oh, man. All right. Yes.
How much longer?
Yeah, we have about 15 minutes left.
So we have 10.
Okay. So now we know the meaning of Al-Aziz. Okay? The superpower. How do you? You need to prove that you believe in the name of Allah Al-Aziz. So the most important thing is that question. How do you prove that you believe in the name of Allah Al-Aziz? How do you believe that? How do you prove that you believe that? It's like, remember, to go to Jannah you need to believe in all 99 names, so you'll be tested. So how do you prove that you believe in the name of Allah Al-Aziz? Okay. The answer is by always is 2L, right? Or 1L?
Yeah.
2L.
No, 1L.
1L. Always seek izzah from Izzah from Allah. Izzah. Yes. We talked about Izzah is the root of Al-Aziz. So you seek Izzah from Allah. You get a test. Test. Okay. You get a very powerful Aziz. Okay. You get, for example, Aziz America. And then you have Aziz Al-Aziz, which is Allah. And then under Al-Aziz, you have Aziz America. Okay, you get Aziz. You get Al Aziz. You get Aziz America. Can you prove? You need to prove. You need to prove to me. Where are you going? You need to prove to me that you really believe that Allah is more Aziz than Aziz America, for example. You need to prove that. How do you prove it? That if this is you down here, then you seek Izzah. If you're down there in the bottom, then you seek Izzah. From this, seek Izzah. From this, or you seek Izzah from this.
No, you can seek it from above.
Exactly. Then you prove that you're seeking Izzah. From the Aziz. One of them is Aziz America, which means the president, like we show. And one of them is Al-Aziz, which is Allah, the most highest superpower. The highest superpower is Allah. Okay? Now, what do you mean by that? If Aziz America tells you to do something wrong, if Aziz America tells you to do something wrong, let's say that. Allah tells you not to do it. Let's say Aziz America tells you you cannot fast during Ramadan. Let's assume that. And Allah says fast. So, Al-Aziz says fast, and then Aziz America says don't fast. Al-Aziz says, let us say, fast. Okay? And then Aziz America says don't. Alhamdulillah, it doesn't happen because it's a difficult test. Like the Inquisition. Inquisition, you know the Inquisition? You know the Inquisition?
Yes, Spanish Inquisition.
Yes, that was a hard test because the Aziz of Spain says you cannot fast, you cannot pray, you have to quit, you have to denounce Islam. And the Aziz, which is Allah, of course, you know Allah doesn't want you to denounce Islam, right? And then you which one do you obey? Which one do you obey? If you obey the Aziz, which is Allah, then you proved. If you believe, if you obey Allah, then you've demonstrated that you believe in the name Al-Aziz. But if you obey others, then this is pass and this is fail.
No, What if, so if you act, if you obey, like the president of, you know, Mexico, then you would...
No, hold on. This is an excellent question. If there is a conflict between what El Aziz says, like here, do you see the conflict here? Aziz says what? El Aziz says what?
Fast.
Aziz Amrika says don't fast. So which one you're going to listen to? Yes, I mean...
That's how you listen to Allah.
Yes, that's one way. If Aziz America is, forces you, then you get out of the country. MashaAllah. That's a very good answer. So, here, these are here conflicting.
Wait, no school next week?
So, there is... This is a conflict. Conflict. Then there's a very good question. What if Aziz America or Aziz Earth, the earthly Aziz? So if we have here the earthly Aziz. And then you have here Al-Aziz, which is the heavenly Aziz. Or Al-Aziz, we know that, Al-Aziz. Okay? And here's you. You see, you're down there. And they both order you conflicting. This one tells you, obey me by force. Obey me by force. This one says, obey me by love. Love and fear. So Allah, Al-Aziz, tells you, you obey me by love and fear.
How can you fear somebody and then love them?
Yeah, I know.
Allah, see, this is the wonders about Allah. You love him, you love his Jannah, you are afraid of his punishment. You see? It's like, for example, just think of it like your dad, for example. You love your dad, because he's so nice and he loves you, and then you are afraid of upsetting your dad. You don't want to upset your dad. So you fear upsetting your dad. You got it? So by love and fear, you obey. So this is here. What if there is an Aziz on the earth, the earthly Aziz, okay, is using force? Then what's the solution? You can pretend, you can always pretend that you are obeying the Aziz of Earth until you get out of the country, and then you go back to obey the Aziz of Heaven, which is the Aziz. You got it? Do you understand? What if you can't get out of the country?
Then
Allah forgives you. Then Allah forgives you. As long as your heart wishes to obey Al-Aziz. So what if you can't get out of the country?
We went over this last time in class.
Right. But just like, it applies here too. So... If you can't get out of the country, then, if you can't, If you can't, if Al-Aziz is using force, if the earthly Aziz is using force, then you can pretend. That you are obeying him. Until you get out of the country, until you escape.
There's only one island until.
Until you escape. Thank you. Until you escape and obey Al-Aziz. That is rule number one. Rule number two, if you can't escape.
Isn't that just a part two of the book one?
Yeah, if you can't escape, then. Keep your heart. With Al-Aziz. And he will forgive you. Heart means intentions. Heart means what? Intentions. Summarizing the class. You got it? If you keep your heart, which is your intention, intentions, to Al-Aziz, you win. Now, can anybody, do anybody have access to your heart? Who has access to your heart? Only you. So nobody can force your heart, right? Right? No one can force your heart. Yes. Because only you.
No one else is out of class. I mean,
have free will.
Have access to your heart. See, Allah makes it very simple. Allah says, okay, if you can't get out of the country and you're forced, the Aziz will kill you, it's okay to pretend or obey, either pretend or obey, but as long as your heart is with me, as long as your heart with what?
Me.
Me. By, what do you mean by heart, by me, with me? Exactly. Your intentions are, you want to obey me. But you're being forced out of it. As long as you wish that you obey me. Okay? Just like wish to obey me. Okay? So you wish to obey Al-Aziz. The wish by itself gets you there. Gets you Jannah. You got it? The wish. If you just wish that you want to obey Al-Aziz, you got it. You're done with. You mean you got it all. This is the end of the class.
Okay. The homework is just
right. Huh? Yeah. Here's, I'll give you $5 to get a meal. If Sarah also wants to get a meal.
Thank you. Draw your cards.
I'm here.
Here? You have, Lena has $5.
Wait, so we can use the summarize, right?
Yes.
Wait, first let me check if there's pizza there is. I'm taking three.
Huh?
No memorization?
No. Oh, no, there is. No, they're just to summarize.
Yes.
Did you finish everything? Are you done? Or do you have, like, missing stuff?
No, I
is $5. Just if you have a change, just give me the change. But feel free to spend all of it.